What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, you know, since the death of George Bush, you know, I wasn't too keen when he in the name of the United States invaded Panama, which led to the death of at least 1,000 Panamanian civilians. All to arrest Manuel Noriega and then bring him to the United States to serve a 40-year sentence in Florida. The fact is,
well, Noriega tried to blackmail the Bush family over the Iran-Contra cocaine smuggling because Panama was being used as a transshipment point.
Yeah, but I am really disgusted with the behavior of our country. I was disgusted with it back then. That we think we can play Globo Cop and go around and arresting foreigners in their countries and then have them sent to the United States and imprisoned at American taxpayers' expense. You know, we have El Chapo right now is in New York, and he's going to be, tried because of being the drug lord in Mexico. Why can't Mexico do it down there, right? Or are they that much?
Well, I would suspect that probably, first of all, we know, again, going back to Iran-Contra, the CIA is very much tangled up in drug smuggling. That actually goes all the way back to the Reagan administration and his attorney general, William French Smith, who literally wrote the rules saying that the CIA did not have to report any drug activity they encountered during intelligence operations to the DEA. Well, the CIA took advantage of that and basically called it was their license to smuggle. And that's what led to all of this Iran-Contra. And it's not like they haven't been dealing in illicit substances all along. They were funding operations during Vietnam by bringing heroin back into the United States. So I think probably with El Chapo is that, like Manuel Noriega, he got a little too big for his britches, and they're trying to make an example out of him to keep the other Mexican cartel leaders in line.
With El Chapo, I don't see, he might have been a drug lord in Mexico, and he might have sent his drug couriers into the United States to bring drugs into the United States. In that case, I put the fault on a lack of border control in the United States and don't necessarily see the crime he committed in the United States until he sets foot in this country. See, and that's part of the problem I have with these, what I would consider extrajudicial arrests of foreigners. Now, this is, you know, there's a big brouhaha going on now because we arrested a CFO of a telecom company in Canada. I think her name is Meng Wang Zhao.
Well, actually, Canadian authorities arrested her at the request of the United States. It's not quite the same thing as we went over the border into Canada, grabbed her, and dragged her back kicking, screaming. It's still sparking an international incident, however.
Yes, and what it really is, it's a wanton and global display. And I urge all our Chinese friends out there who are listening to just take note that the United States is so slavish towards the state of Israel, so slavish in the neocon agenda of fighting Israel's enemies for them, that we will alienate 1.3 billion Chinese potential customers by this ongoing hatred towards the Iranians and the how we're enforcing sanctions on Iran. And that's what this crime of this woman, what she did. She was probably trying to sell cell phones instead of Apple cell phones to the Iranians. And so because of that, we're alienating 1.3 billion Chinese, 70 million Iranians have been alienated from the United States a long time ago, all to curry favor to this tiny little state of Israel of about, 8 million people, somewhere in that ballpark, 9 million. So it really shows the sick priorities of the United States foreign policy, and also it undermines their claim of being for free trade. Because isn't that what we've been told all the while? You know, free trade is good. Free trade will lift all boats. Free trade will raise the standard of living and cause peace in the world, because trading partners don't wage war against each other. And now the Chinese are seeing the abuse of somebody. She's prominent. She's the CFO, chief financial officer. She's a bigwig. And that because of American power and the weakness of Canada also to American power, you know, we're going to have this woman extradited and tried in the United States just because you're not, we said on the global scale, nobody is supposed to do any business with Iran. And it really shows what a despicable, disgraceful foreign policy we have. What a despicable, actually, I consider Donald Trump, forget about it, he's despicable to me now, worshiping money over decency. And we've seen that from the way he curries favor to the Saudis. You know, if you're going to talk about nations in the Middle East that are tyrannical, don't look at Iran, look at Saudi Arabia first. At least Iran has elections. You know, Saudi Arabia has no elections whatsoever, and they have a king, an absolute despot, and who just murdered a journalist in Turkey at their embassy. And yet, we're working with this sick campaign of warring with the Russians, trying to get the last peg in the neocon hit list, which is Iran. And now we're alienating 1.3 billion Chinese in the process. It's just disgraceful.
Yes, it is. And it's an imperial mindset, and I think they're going to set the world on fire. Anyway, listen, Paul, going to let you go here. Got a lot
Thank
of news
you, sir.
To get through before the end of the show here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back to the news. Finishing up here with Facebook. Facebook's total value of the company has now plunged by $9.5 billion. When the markets open, apparently there's been a document leak showing Facebook is anti-competitive. They apparently aggressively pursued competitors, used its platform to try and cripple rivals, and leveraged developers for advertising money. Very unethical business dealing. By the way, somebody just sent me in this comment here that the Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Are My Two Front Teeth, has to be banned now because it's offensive to the meth heads. All right. Over in Sweden, there's a newspaper, Sydsvenskan. It's a regional daily headquartered in Skåne County. And apparently it was publishing an article about how Christmas celebrations are being moved from the Gustav Adolf Square to a safer location at Stortorget, because there had been an attack by migrants on the Christmas fair last year. Where they goofed up is they described it as winter celebrations, saying that they didn't want to offend anybody. And, of course, they succeeded in offending all of the Christians around them. Okay, this is just getting out there. Over in Nebraska at Manchester Elementary School in Omaha, I should know that better. I've been there. The principal came out with a memo of items that are banned for the holiday season. And apparently this includes any Santas or Christmas items, clip art on worksheets. No Christmas trees will be allowed. No elf on the shelf, because that's linked to Christmas. You're not allowed to sing Christmas carols or play Christmas music. You're not allowed to send a scholastic book that is a Christmas book or that's Christmas related. You're not allowed to make a Christmas ornament as a gift. This assumes that the family has a Christmas tree, which assumes they celebrate Christmas. He's banning candy canes. That's Christmas related because the shape is a J for Jesus. Actually, no, it's supposed to be a shepherd's crook. He's banning any items in red or green. I'm sorry, red and green, because of the traditional Christmas colors. No reindeer allowed. No Christmas videos, movies, or characters. It's nuts. It's just absolute nuts. That other article is right. Yeah, the Christians are being shoved in the closet here, along with heterosexuals. And here's another story that basically says the same thing. There's this association of university and college faculty and other professionals called the American Association of University Professors, AAUP, founded in 1915. And it just released a statement in which it condemned all attempts to define gender as biologically determined at birth, insisting that the traditional position regarding gender has been thoroughly discredited by over 50 years of feminist, trans, queer, and critical race research and by live experience. They're basically saying there is no such thing as two genders. Now, AAUP made the news before for attacking the Hungarian government for prohibiting gender studies courses in all universities. And by the way, what kind of a job are you going to get with a college degree in gender studies with which to pay off those student loans, I'd like to ask? AAUP attacked the Trump administration for pursuing a legal definition of gender that would define it as a biological immutable condition determined at birth. And Trump didn't do that to offend anybody. He did it to keep the federal paperwork simple, because all the LGBTQ, PFD, BFD, LSMFT people out there, you know, wanted a separate box for all the some 30 different genders they now think are out there. AAUP basically attacked Poland, Brazil, and Bulgaria for their attempts to define gender traditionally. And the AAUP complained, authoritarian efforts such as this can justify racial, class, and sexual policing that disciplines forms of kinships and homemaking. So, the AAUP concluded that defining gender traditionally poses a threat to academic freedom. Well, that tells us that academia has gone off into fantasy land. They want to believe there's 142 genders. My academic freedom requires the freedom to believe in 167 genders. Pretty intense over there. Okay. As you know, over in the EU, they've passed this new, very strict copyright law that's supposed to be protecting big media from copyright infringement. And one of the worst rules is Article 13, which requires all but the smallest online platforms to censor their users' videos, text messages, photos, and audio if they appear to match anything in a copyrighted works database, which, by the way, that database is crowdsourced, which means it may not even be accurate. Interestingly enough, European film companies and sport leagues are saying, no, we don't want this. It's going to make big tech stronger, and they're already have way too much power and influence over us. So there may be an interesting little fight over there. Okay, if you have Adobe Flash, there's a new zero-day exploit that's been found hidden inside Microsoft Office documents, which explains why these people I've never heard from keep sending me all these Word documents saying, you've got to see this, it's great, it's going to work, it's doing this. And I bitbucket them all the time here. But apparently this vulnerability impacts Flash Player versions 31.0.0.153 and earlier for products including Flash Player Desktop Runtime, Flash Player for Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and Internet Explorer 11. Adobe Flash Player installer versions 31.0.0.108 and earlier are also affected. Now, Adobe is already out there releasing updated versions to close that exploit. But what they've unfortunately allowed to happen, computer crime is a crime, and it should be treated as a crime. And instead, they've turned it into just another video game. I've got an exploit. Well, I will defeat your exploit, and I will do something back to you. Oh, no, no, I've got another over here. And, you know, I'm a better tech genius than you are because I can wreck your systems here. Here's an interesting little story. Apparently over at Amazon in New Jersey, 24 Amazon workers were sent to the hospital because a robot that was moving cargo around the warehouse tore open a can of what's called bear spray in a warehouse. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we've all seen pepper spray. It comes in different strengths, and by far the worst is what's called bear spray, because bears are big, they get angry, and you need to really give them a motivation to not come and eat you. So the 24 workers had to go to 5 local hospitals. One was in critical condition. A little bit of a whoopsie there. More concerns are being raised about privacy. This is over in the Daily Mail. And they're just out there saying everything is being harvested by big firms. Children's voice recordings, passport info, even the pregnant mother's due dates, so they can send them targeted advertising for disposable diapers or whatever. And it's just wide open on your privacy. And it's a little unsettling, because as far as the mass marketing part of it is concerned, I'm not that worried. But this data is all out there, and it can and is being hacked by people who are going to put it to nefarious purposes. Now, turning over to London and specifically the Ecuadorian embassy, we have 2 conflicting stories on what's going on with Julian Assange. Russia Today came on out and said that Great Britain has provided guarantees that Julian Assange will not be extradited to any nation where he could face the death penalty when he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy in London. This is according to Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. And Moreno said that his administration has received these written assurances that Great Britain will not extradite Assange to any nation where he could face the death penalty. Well, apparently Julian Assange himself is not so sure, because we have this other story in which, basically to put it in the short version, he doesn't think Moreno is telling the truth here. He's rejecting President Lenin Moreno's claim that he can leave the embassy with near liberty. So this is getting more and more bizarre. I mean, at some point, Ecuador can just physically eject him. Okay, now, speaking of Assange, this whole blow-up with The Guardian is really embarrassing. And apparently, it goes back to that article. The Guardian wrote a story about how Paul Manafort had met repeatedly with Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy, and that this represented a link between the Trump campaign and Russia. Collusion. We're going to get the collusion. And the story was almost instantly discredited. The logs at the Ecuadorian embassy don't support it. The passport stamps on Paul Manafort's passport don't support it. And even the Washington Post denounced The Guardian, saying it's just bad journalism. All right. So, speaking of the Front Sight Firearms Academy, a little statistic. There's been a new study that has come on out showing that armed citizens thwart active shooters 94% of the time. If you're in a gun-free zone, you're a target. If you're not, then you can protect yourself. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, there is this hashtag MeToo movement, and it just took off following the attempt to tarnish Brett Kavanaugh's reputation with what were accusations that were free of any evidence whatsoever. Not only that, they were very, very old. Why'd you wait this long? Well, I didn't realize he was going to be a Supreme Court nominee. But there have been so many women who came out with these things, and already many of them have been discredited. It's already had a backlash. Corporations are starting to impose new rules, which basically are telling their male executives, stay away from women. Now, what's that going to do for the prospects of women getting a job at those companies? I'm sure they're going to go screaming to the government and say, you make them hire us. You make it 50-50. But even if the women get the jobs, they're going to be basically cut out. The problem is the Me Too movement has given women license to accuse men without evidence, out of spite, out of a desire for advancement, out of blackmail. And apparently there is a new trend on out there where men who are out with women are asking the women to make consent videos before sex. In other words, you're getting cozy and cuddly and you're getting ready to go. The guy whips out his cell phone, hits the video record and says, just say into the camera, I am willing to have sex with you. And I mean, we're getting bizarre, Twilight Zone. So that's basically it. And the idea is that the guy can protect himself against any future false accusation leveled against him. I guess people are going to save up these consent videos, you know, on a hard drive someplace. Or maybe they'll just have them up there as like their scorecard. Look at all these consent videos here. And it's becoming a major trend in the world. Now, legally, a consent video would not necessarily provide blanket coverage since certain actions might not be covered in the consent video unless described. And, of course, the feminists maintain that consent can be withdrawn at any time. I mean, you could be right in the middle of it, and she could say, I changed my mind. And that's considered appropriate behavior. But it's nonsense. The feminists are out there saying that basically the implication of a consent video is that those in the position of power, meaning the men, are the ones who need protection. And that's just not true. Well, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very, very good idea. Okay, as you know, more and more states are starting to legalize recreational marijuana, and this has put the alcohol and tobacco industries in a total blind panic because teenagers are choosing marijuana above other forms of intoxicants. And there's a good reason to do that. It's actually less harmful to your health, for one thing. Alcohol and can harm your brain cells. Marijuana actually stimulates the growth of brain cells. I remember when Cheech Marin went on Jeopardy with one of these big corporate media talking heads. I forget which one. Just mopped the floor with him. So the traditional intoxicant industries are in a panic, and they're already calling up the propaganda war. And over at Fox News, they have this anti-marijuana propaganda 90-second clip about it's killing people every day. I remember when I was a kid and I got to see Reefer Madness. I mean, they made you sit and watch that. Oh, this stuff is bad for you. It's bad for you. And looking back at it in hindsight, it's some of the most ridiculous, overdone propaganda possible. I think the only thing that was more overdone and ridiculous was Bert the Turtle with Duck and Cover. But that's a big part of what the corporate news media is supposed to do. We're going to run stories and articles that help our advertisers and our friends. And we're going to go after the people they don't like. And the history of America's corporate media is filled with literally hundreds of stories of TV news departments literally falsifying news to help out their friends. One of the worst was the ABC Food Lion scandal, which resulted in an absolutely huge settlement when Food Lion sued. Food Lion, basically ABC falsified footage of bad food handling conditions inside the market. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York
City. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's talk about light rail projects. Out in California, they have got themselves a major boondoggle on their hands. And according to this article that came out of Investment Watch blog, analysts are saying that it's mismanaged. California's high-speed rail project has gone on long enough. They've spent a huge amount of money. Apparently, the CHSRA, which is the California High Speed Rail Association, has wasted huge sums of money through poor management. And apparently, the authority plans to spend billions of dollars to outfit Bay Area stations with unnecessary tunnels and viaducts rather than making elementary improvements to the operations. And a state audit has shown that the rail authority knowingly incurred massive additional cost risks by starting construction prematurely, despite, desperate to show progress and to meet a deadline for federal funds. And apparently, the authority actually began construction in the Central Valley without having bought all the land it needed or even completing negotiations with the freight railroads whose rights of way it planned to use. Apparently, the authority was hiring expensive consultants over the objection of its former CEO to do routine budgeting work. Now, the reason I'm hitting on this is we have the same problem here. We have a Hawaii light rail project. They're not calling it high speed. In fact, the way the tracks weave back and forth, I don't know that it's going to go all that fast. It has been plagued by problems. It is years behind schedule. It is billions of dollars over budget. There have been calls for an audit, which is being resisted by the rail authority, to nobody's surprise here. And there is now actually talk. It may never be completed. And we're going to be left with this eyesore of a rail track running all along the southern part of the island of Oahu. And, I mean, some of the problems they've had, but besides wrecking the roads underneath and clogging up traffic, some of the pads for the rail sections have already started to crack. They'd had to be replaced. Some of the tension bars inside the rail sections have already snapped. They've had to be replaced. All of the rail cars that had been delivered at a certain point had to be basically sent back and replaced because the frames were cracked. And the cars are built with these four large aluminum I-beams. And because of the way the cars are constructed, it's actually more expensive to try and take them apart and replace those I-beams than it is to simply melt them down and start all over again. But it's a huge amount of money. And the train doesn't really go a lot of places ordinary Oahuans would want to go. It is meant to connect downtown Honolulu with this Kapolei area, which is supposed to be a business incubator. And Kapolei itself was built up, again, with a lot of taxpayer money, with the hope of luring some businesses away from Honolulu and take some of the load off Honolulu's surface streets and parking. That really didn't work out. There are some companies out there, but a lot of those buildings are still empty simply because it takes so long to get from Honolulu to Kapolei on the H1, which is way too narrow for the volume of traffic it carries. They have what's called this zipper lane, where there's this big machine that takes this chain of concrete blocks, and in the morning they move them to one line to provide an extra lane going to the east into Honolulu, and in the afternoon they move it back the other way to provide an extra lane for traffic that is heading back out west. And it's not really an ideal solution. Adding another lane probably would have worked a lot better. But that was the way they went with that. So now after Kapolei basically turned out to be a boondoggle, and they tried all kinds of things. They even had a high-speed hydrofoil that was leaving Honolulu and going out to Kapolei. And that really didn't work on out because people were getting seasick. The water can be very rough. And they would have to take additional buses to get to the hydrofoil and from the hydrofoil to Kapolei and back. So that didn't work. So they're building this high-speed rail, and it really is for the benefit of business and tourism. It does hit a lot of the tourist destinations, and it hits all the shopping malls all the way along. They've got a station that they're building right down here at the bottom of the hill where we can get those customers into to the mall here. But it's very badly managed, and there are calls for an audit. During the last election here, one of our local candidates actually campaigned on a promise to stop the rail project. And there's a lot of people who are saying, yeah, they're never going to get this to work. And even if they do, it's not going to benefit me personally. One of the things that I have seen about it is there isn't a lot of parking space around these stations. So that means people can't drive from their home to the station. They're going to have to take another bus. It's very poorly thought out. Very, very poorly thought out. I've been on some public transportation that does work. The trains in Munich ran wonderfully. The stations were all located where I needed to be. Sydney, their train system, it's amazing. And of course, in a highly urban environment like that, you can pretty much walk from the station to where you're going, which is what I, same thing with New York. They've cleaned up their subway system, and that's now running very, very well. But those were well-designed and well-thought-out. This was just, oh, let's just have a train from Honolulu to Kapolei, and we'll throw some of the stuff on the side of it on the way on out there. One of the big problems it has is because it's a large section of it is going down Kamehameha Highway. And in the process, it's having to dodge the intersections, which have these left-turn lanes and all the rest of it. So the track, at least for that section, it's literally weaving back and forth, which means it's not going to be able to go all that fast, and probably a lot of people are not going to be comfortable. Anyway, all right, getting into some other news here. If you will remember a few weeks ago, there was an attempt to send some astronauts to the International Space Station, and it basically failed. There was a failure of the launch vehicle. The astronauts were unharmed, but a little shaken up. Now they've had a second try. The launch went entirely without incident, and the astronauts are now back up there at the International Space Station. So good for them. Up in Alaska, they have recorded more than 1,700 aftershocks since the big quake last Friday. And then, of course, over the weekend, we had another big quake and a lot of aftershocks down in the Loyalty Islands. No tsunami warning from that one. The Earth is really rocking and rolling right now. Now, this is a really cool story, and I really like this. And it has to do with this sacred Dakota peace pipe. And this pipe was carved, the front of it is made out of what's called pipestone, by a Dakota chief named White Dog while he was held prisoner after the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. And apparently he became very good friends with one of his captors, Lieutenant Kidd. And he made up this very nice Native American pipe, and he gave it to him as a gift, and it got passed down to a museum and so forth and so on. And it was recently put up for auction, and it sold for $40,000 to an anonymous buyer. And that was twice what it was expected to bring at the auction. And this anonymous donor is now giving it back to the Dakota tribe. I think that is very, very cool. And we're at an age right now where we don't need to go around the world pillaging artifacts and putting them in giant museums. I mean, it's cool to see them in real life. Okay. And things like, you know, dinosaur fossils and so forth, they can be anywhere. But I'm starting to agree with those people who are saying that culturally important artifacts that are linked to a specific people really ought to be returned to them. Because in this age of global internet, 4K television, virtual reality, we can look at these things in our homes, on our computers. We can explore them in virtual reality. We can actually see them much more clearly than if we were standing in a museum looking through a glass window. So I would like to see more of that start to happen here. Okay, a little more insanity from the PC people here. PETA has put up a billboard in San Jose claiming that people who eat eggs can't claim to be feminists, because the female animals are being sexually exploited for their eggs and milk. And it's blatant misogyny. Now, that's a little bit out there. you know, PETA, what does PETA think people are going to eat? Soylent Green? It's amazing. They're trying to link dairy products with feminism. And I'm sure there's a bunch of feminists are going to fall for it. They're going to go right for it here. Okay. Apparently, research has confirmed what many chemotherapy patients had reported, which apparently more than half of the patients who receive chemotherapy report sort of being in this fog for months and sometimes years after undergoing the intensive cancer treatment. It was sort of dismissed as they're stressed, they're not sleeping. But apparently, a team of Stanford University scientists has identified how the chemicals in chemotherapy affects three different types of brain cells, including damaging the white matter. So, bad stuff there here. We've had another incident with a flu shot. This is from Mike Adams over at Natural News. Apparently, a Las Vegas man has lost his vision. He became partially paralyzed. He's been unable to breathe without assistance since getting a flu shot last month. And apparently, a 50-year-old woman died 48 hours after receiving 8 vaccines. That's real serious, serious stuff here. And again, when you have a society in which the makers of products are indemnified, protected, that they can't be sued for what their products do, they have no incentive to make sure their products are safe or even effective. It's just, let's get something out there. We'll go through the song and dance of getting FDA approval, which is more and more often based on fraudulent scientific papers that are bought and paid for. I think it was about a week ago. There's actually a company out there whose entire business is coming up with these bogus scientific papers and then finding scientists or academics who, for a small fee, will submit them as their own to the journals. Then they get back the journal copies, they take them over to the FDA and say, see, this stuff really works. Amazing. Apparently, the PC industry is now trapped in a battle between the immovable objects that are Intel shortages and consumer demand. And apparently a lot of it has to do with enterprises upgrading to Windows 10, which, let's be honest, it is a system hog. It really is. Microsoft is coming out with yet more fixes for Windows 10 for the October 10th update. You know, the one that had the problem with the disappearing files. They're still trying to find and fix that one. And again, why aren't they trying to fix these things before they go out the door? Why? Because all the way back in the days of the Apple II, Congress passed a law protecting the young, fragile, fledgling computer industry from product liability. And what that basically means is that if you own a business and you buy a truck for your business, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the truck manufacturer. If you buy a computer system for your company, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can't sue the computer or software company. One of these days, you ought to really go take the trouble to read through that end user license agreement. It's completely one-sided. There's no protection for the consumers. And because marketing is always saying we need more whiz bang, that's where the R&D effort goes, like that little live tile system on Windows 10, which annoys the heck out of me, rather than going back on in and making sure that core technology actually works. Because that's not what drives the sales. And boy, oh boy, have you seen how they're pushing it for the holiday shopping season Oh, we got to get a new computer. New computers out there. The sales are on. I remember when I was a kid, we didn't even have Black Friday. We basically had the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was the official start of the Christmas shopping season. And then all of a sudden, this Black Friday sales came along. And then more recently, Cyber Monday, a special day to buy computers and electronics and just flog the people out of their money. Okay, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and a late-breaking story here. Judicial Watch, as you know, last month appeared in a D.C. federal court on a motion to compel more testimony from Hillary Clinton, as well as to make public video recordings of the depositions of top Clinton aides, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. The court agreed that Hillary had to answer more questions, but denied the request to unseal the video depositions here. Well, things are now accelerating because earlier today, a federal court blasted the Department of Justice and the State Department on Hillary Clinton's emails and ordered a discovery plan in just 10 days as to whether Hillary's private email system was intentionally set up to evade Freedom of Information Act requests and lawsuits, which we know that. Also, federal record-keeping laws. A lot of the stuff that she had on there that should have been turned over to federal records keepers never got there. So, Judicial Watch is out there. They're doing a great job here. And if I am correct about what lies behind that email server, we're going to see a major deep state push. They're going to try and find some way to stop this, to keep it from happening. And it may even involve wet work, as was the case with Seth Rich. So, Tom Fitton, I hope you're wearing your Kevlar undies. And again, she was using this private email system. She had been told this was not allowed. Now, Hillary tried to come on out and say, well, I had no idea. I didn't know. When you are given a security clearance, you get a sit-down meeting and you are told all the rules about the proper handling of classified information. And having a private email server in your home on which some of that information is kept is not part of the deal. And there's still that question about what was on the missing 33,000 mails, the mails that she deleted, which the National Security Agency says they have. And they offered them to James Comey, and he said, no, I do not want to see those. So this goes back to my pet theory. Back in 2016, was Hillary Clinton repeating the ChinaGate scandal and selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using that weak email server to deliver the goods and that so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments? And that's where she got a lot of the money for her campaign. This is a question somebody's got to ask. It's a question that deserves an answer. You, the American people, have a right to know if this kind of skullduggery is going on at the highest levels of our government. So, we're coming up here on the end of the program, and stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share them with everybody that you know. Private email, face-to-face, bring back the art of the conversation. Right now, the corporate social media is just clamping down on the filters to try and keep more American people from waking up. But remember that story in the middle of today's show. Half of American high schoolers do not trust the corporate media. We are winning this, people. We just keep going the way we are. We will get there. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.